Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. Turn your Bible to Job 29. Bible reading today is Job 29 and 30. I will pray. We will read through this together. I encourage you to follow along as I read. I will possibly pause at times to give some devotional thoughts or thoughts that come to my mind. And then at the end, consider application and pray to close. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we have your Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us. Help me, Father, to be able to understand what your word is saying this morning and to be able to know how to put it into practice in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Job 29. Job continued his discourse. How I long for the months gone by, for the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone on my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. Oh, for the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my path was drenched with cream and the rock poured out for me streams of olive oil, when I went to the gate of the city and took my seat in the public square. The young men saw me and stepped aside, and the old men rose to their feet. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles were hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Whoever heard me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me, because I rescued the poor who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. The one who was dying blessed me. I made the widow's heart sing. I put on righteousness as my clothing. Justice was my robe and my turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy. I took up the case of the stranger. I broke the fangs of the wicked and snatched the victims from their teeth. I thought, I will die in my own house, my days as numerous as the grains of sand. My roots will reach to the water, and the dew will lie all night on my branches. My glory will not fade. The bow will ever be new in my hand. People listened to me expectantly, waiting in silence for my counsel. After I had spoken, they spoke no more. My words fell gently on their ears. They waited for me as for showers, and drank in my words as for spring rain. When I smiled at them, they scarcely believed it. The light of my face was precious to them. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I dwelt as a king among his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. It's the end of Chapter 29. So Job is in his final defense, really, against the accusations of his friends who have been for quite a long time now accusing him of sin and of a wrong perspective of God, that all that has befelled Job must be because he has sinned and dishonored God. And Job is arguing against that. And yet Job is also showing his deep hurt, grief, at his loss. So here it's interesting. He basically is reminiscing about the good old days, the days when everyone respected him, the days when his children were around, the days when he could do no wrong, the days when he was helping people and people appreciated it, and he was highly respected by all. Chapter 30. But now they mock me, men younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger, they roamed the parched land and desolate wastelands at night. In the brush they gathered salt herbs, and their food was the root of the brush broom, the broom bush. Bush. They were banished from human society, shouted at as if they were thieves. They were forced to live in the dry stream beds, among the rocks and in holes in the ground. They brayed among the bushes and huddled in the undergrowth. A base and nameless brood, they were driven out of the land. And now those young men mock me in song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Now the God has unstrung my bow and afflicted me. They throw off restraint in my presence. On my right, the tribe attacks. They lay snares for my feet. They build their siege ramps against me. They break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. They advance as through a gaping breach, Amid the ruins, they come rolling in. Terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud. And now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never rest. In his great power, God becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might in your hand, you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place appointed for all the living. Surely no one lays a hand on a broken man when he cries for help in his distress. Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for the poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I go about blackened, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My lyre is turned to mourning, and my pipe to the sound of wailing. That's the end of chapter 30. So basically, what I'm reading here is he's talking about the good old days in chapter 29, and he's talking about the reality of the not so good days, his present reality, where people no longer seem to be listening to him, where those who used to respect him are now mocking him, and the God that he felt was so close to him now seems so far away. My situation certainly is not like Job's. I am thankful, however, for his example, and in this genre of poetry, Hebrew poetry, we are able to hear the emotions, see the emotions of those who were wrestling with what was going on in their lives, and this distance they felt from God at the time. And so I'm so glad for that with Job, and as he's surrounded by his friends who are accusing him, he's trying to work this out. So what can a takeaway be here? All I can say is, in my relationship with God, I've tried to have the same kind of conversation where I stay updated with God about my feelings, my emotions, trying to wrestle with what I know to be true and what I'm feeling at the moment. And there are certainly times when I feel mocked, even by those I'm trying to serve, when I feel disrespected, and when I'm not feeling God's presence. Well, the answer has not come yet, at least not in Job. But we know the answer is all through the Psalms, and we know the answer eventually does come in Job. For me to remember that even though Job is feeling these things at the time, and I feel these things at times, the truth is, God is still there. God is still true. God is still faithful. God is still at work, even though I can't see it. And even when there doesn't seem to be much encouragement surrounding me, I need to remember not just those good old days of when things seem to be going well, but those days when the truth about God reminds us that it is still true today. I want, in any misery that I face, any distance I face, to be crying out to God, like Job is, to be seeking him and pursuing him and remembering the truth about him. Father, help me today. I'm thankful, Father, for Job's example. I'm thankful for the opportunity to cry out to you like Job does without being turned away from. Lord, I today remember that you are the one and only true God. You're in control of all things, even during these days of COVID-19, even during the days where I feel isolated or alone. I know the truth. you are there. And I want to realize that today, that I would look to you, that I would remember what is true, not just back in the good old days, but what is true today about you, that I can look to you, I can hope in you, I can trust in you, I can move towards you, I can share my emotions with you, and you will not turn me away. Help me to live, Father, in the hope that I know to be true, found only in you. In Jesus' name, amen.